Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. All right, go grab your favorite coffee, tea, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink, and let's get into this story, ladies and gentlemen, about Coffee City, Texas, where after sufficient information about the policing in Coffee City came out recently, and the city council voted on Monday night to have a meeting to determine what they was going to do about this significant information that came out, and they ended up firing the police chief, John J. Portillo, and they deactivated the entire police department. Now, basically what that means is, ladies and gentlemen, they fired everybody, okay? That city right now, Coffee City, has absolutely no police force. And I believe at this time right now, the county sheriff is assisting by answering 911 calls for them. Now, the chief of police, Portillo, was suspended by the city council during the meeting on September 1st after, you know, allegations against him and his police department had came out. And rightfully so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear my opinion, how do you have 50 police officers in the city with the size of only 250 citizens? I don't understand that at all. That shows me, as far as I'm concerned, some ill-gotten game right there. That's like one police officer for every five citizens. That's absolutely ridiculous. And then when you dive deeper into this story, you're going to see even more criminal activities or nefarious activities going on with the hiring practices in Coffee City, Texas. This will include the chief of police. Now, I do have to admit that this is one time that I can give lamestream media kudos for their best investigation techniques, because CBS KHOU Channel 11 did this story, ladies and gentlemen, and it showed that Portillo had grew the department size by four times, you know, roughly hired officer who had been suspended, demoted, terminated, dishonorably discharged for previous law enforcement jobs, from previous law enforcement jobs. And during this investigation, ladies and gentlemen, this is where they also learned that Portillo, the police chief, had failed to disclose an active DWI charge. Now, do y'all know what that means when I say it's active? That means he's got a current warrant out for his arrest out of Florida in 2021 when he was applying for the city of police job in Coffee City. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, he had an active warrant when he applied for this city police job, but yet he still got this job. Now, what does that tell y'all? Okay, let me tell you what it tells me. That they either did an investigation and swept it under the rug when it came to a background check and a criminal background check on Portillo, or they didn't do one at all and they just like took his word or his credentials, resume at face value, and they gave him the job. And as you just heard me tell you earlier, the majority, not all, but the majority of the police officers that they hired also had criminal issues or had been fired, had been demoted, or dishonorably discharged. They had a bunch of discrepancies among them. Now, these are the people who are entrusted with your safety. These are the individuals who are entrusted with upholding the law. They upholding the law when they got criminal records themselves or has been dismissed or terminated because of their behavior from other law enforcement jobs. That's what I want you to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen. And so this CBS station, KHOU Channel 11, is the one who discovered this. But let's go to one of their affiliates, CBS 19, and get an update on this story.
Charlie, we've been following this story from the beginning, and tonight we are learning what the city council plans to do after finding out their police chief allegedly lied in his application and hired officers with known legal offenses. Our Raleigh Jayswal joins us now with what's next for the small town.
Following the city council meeting, the city has decided to fire Chief of Police Portillo and deactivate the Coffee City Police Force.
We just felt it was in the best interest of us to deactivate the department until we are able to get new leadership.
So I was very satisfied with that. It definitely needed to happen.
This decision to fire the chief came after an independent investigation conducted by the city confirmed the DWI allegation against John J. Portillo. The former chief did not disclose that charge on his job application. Coffee City is a town with a population of 250 people. Records show the police department had 50 officers on staff. Mayor Jeff Blackstone says the council decided to deactivate the entire police force instead of pursuing individual investigations.
The active duty officers will either look for new employment or they will reapply whenever we do assign a new chief. The reserve officers, they just will have to find a new office.
Meantime, the Henderson County Sheriff's Department will assist on 911 calls.
We're going to answer the calls in order of priority. The most severe is going to be the quickest.
Coffee City resident Rosanna Billings says they're ready for a trustworthy police force to take care of their residents.
The Texas Proud officers that are going to do what they need to do instead of try to make the money for the city.
We're not trying to make money off of speeding tickets. We're just trying to get people to be safe, slow down, you know.
I don't believe that for 1 minute, ladies and gentlemen. How do you give out over 5,100 tickets, okay, and you only got 250 people that live in your city? That tells me that it was about money. And you got 50 officers with a population of 250 people, okay? And if y'all collecting fines and court costs and all other type of things on these citations, oh yeah, it's about money, in my opinion. That's Teddy G saying that. Because you're not gonna pull the wool over my eyes and tell me that it's not about money and you got over 5,100 tickets out there with such a small population. Granted, you may give 1% of that to maybe some out-of-towners. But other than that, no, this was definitely about money. And this is probably one of the reasons, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, is the reason why they hire, or the chief of police hired these law enforcement soldiers with these shady backgrounds, because they'll do what's necessary to make money for the city. And this story, ladies and gentlemen, oh, it gets even worse when it comes to the off-duty jobs that a lot of these police officers held, where a lot of them was making well over six figures. But I digress. Let's get back to the news article.
Drugs out of our area.
Mayor Blackstone adds that with the decisions made today, there's no need to continue investigating the police department. The focus is now on rebuilding the reputation of small town Coffee City.
We're going to have a new police department that everybody in the community can trust and that is going to be working towards serving our community.
In Coffee City, I'm Nirali Jayswal with CBS 19.
Now, let me tell you something. Why would they say that there's no reason to continue an investigation. When to me, the red flag is we need to do an in-depth investigation on these 50 police officers as well as the chief of police. Because if they would do these things, ladies and gentlemen, and keep them from the eyes of the city council, you know, according to them, then that's a flag, that's a red flag to tell me, oh no, you know what, we need an in-depth investigation. Let's start pulling records, let's start pulling out these citations, let's start investigating all these officers, you know, including with the any arrests that they've made, and further this investigation, because we probably gonna uncover a lot more than what we have already, which could lead to criminal charges, okay, and permanently losing their qualified immunity, and all type of things should be going on. Citizens complaints who complained about the way that they were treated during a traffic stop. So as far as they telling us that there's no need for further investigation, that tells me, in my personal opinion, that y'all trying to hide something else, or you trying to don't want to dig up no more dirt on an already dirty and corrupt law enforcement police department. I'm going to continue to give you updates on this story, because there's more to come. I can guarantee you that. I have a lot of research to do before we get into the backgrounds of some of these officers that was on the force, as well as the behavior of the police chief. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. As I tell y'all always at the end of the show, please continue to do your social distancing, continue to wear your protective outer gear, your face mask, your gloves, so on and so forth, because we'll never be out of the woods with the COVID-19 and the new variants that keep popping up from it. So take care of your immune system, ladies and gentlemen, by eating the proper fruits, nuts, berries, seeds, lemon, garlic, onions, peppers, and don't forget your G-bomb, your greens. That's right, you need all of that. I bring y'all these stories and I give y'all this information for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. And loving you guys is my food. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Years of slavery, 100 years of Jim Crow, sharecropping, the Ku Klux Klan, lynchings, bombings, mass incarceration, the separation and destruction of the black family. All of that has had an effect on our mind. Our mind needs to be decolonized. We today are experiencing mental slavery, not physical slavery as once our ancestors had to endure. In my book, Seven Steps to Decolonize the Mind, we take you through every step to start releasing the chains that's on your mind. He or she who controls the mind control the person. It is in a vested interest of the white supremacist system to keep your mind bogged down in a mental slavery, throwing entertainment, throwing drugs, throwing alcohol, anything they can at you to keep you bogged down. You got to free yourself from mental slavery. By purchasing our book, Seven Steps to Decolonize the Mind, today on Amazon. Make sure you share it with your family, share it with your friends. Everyone can benefit from decolonizing the mind, because once your mind is decolonized, you will never be put to sleep again.